Well, we got that message out on the pod,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Talked to Buzz Wheeler and,
yeah,
and everybody in state, yeah, and so on. We got the whole thing out.
Mm-hmm. I gather Dean's meeting went all right.
That's right, it did. There wasn't anything new that came up. This is a tremendous step forward, I think, Mr. President. I'm just delighted with it. As far as the Dominican Republic is concerned, I don't think anything's going to happen very soon. I think what you approved this noon was about all we could do, and it's going to take a few days to work it out.
I had a very good meeting with Munoz and with Figueres, and they say that they're in touch with Bosch all the time, that Bosch is 110% in charge, that he's issuing every order, that Camagna does just what he wants, that Bosch doesn't need to go back there, that Bosch is willing to go along with constitutionalism, no, constitutionalism, yes, constitutionalism, C, communism, no.
Yes, but who's the individual down there that's going to run the
place? Well, we're going to have to probably go back under the Constitution, that Council 6-7, and try to pick three or four of the best ones from each group, and we're going to have to find that out, but the big question is, if he becomes convinced that we're not desperados, and we're not down there to kill off all progressives and all liberals, but we're there to save the lives of the Dominicans from Wesson's Air Force, and we're there to save the lives of 36 nationals, plus our own lives, and we have, and we're not killing their people, they're killing ours. If we could ever get that story over to him.
Well, we didn't do very well this afternoon. We were damn drunk at 82nd Airport shooting that boy.
Was it in a bar?
Well, it was in sort of a drug storage thing, but almost surely they were drunk. And we did have the division commander, the major general in charge of the 82nd Airport, issue a statement of sympathy to the family today, an apology to the family, and we took the three men into custody. We've done everything we can to apologize.
Looked like this boy was taking him to see a woman, and they got in a bar, and...
Well, it's probably the case, that's right.
That's what it looked to me like.
Absolutely inexcusable. But this is what happens when you get 20,000 troops in a country like that. Well, I'm delighted at what you heard from Munoz Marin and the others. And I hope they can deliver. I'm not quite as sure of Bosch's control or purpose.
I've never been sure of his control, but Figueres just talked to him, and he'd been down there with him, and I said, does he have any influence? So he said, 110%. I said, you mean the complete control? He said, yeah. I said, how do you know? Well, he said, he tells him every word that goes out on that radio. Said he writes every line of it himself. Said he completely dictates everything that's going on.
Well, I think that's probably true, but that doesn't mean control.
Well,
and what does he think of Camagno? Does he think that he should stay or be thrown out?
No, he didn't say. He thinks that what they think is what we think. They want good, progressive, liberal people.
Yeah. Well, one thing I'm sure of, Mr. President, we should not go in militarily and clean out that rebel area of the city. I think this would be an absolute disaster. I don't mean militarily, but politically and psychologically. And we've got to find some alternative to that.
Well, maybe we'll find it tomorrow or next day.
Well, I hope
so. Thanks.